Well, welcome back on the Radio Oklahoma Network. We're joined by U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe and Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt from the nation's capital. Today, a joint hearing of the Senate Environment and Public Works and House Transportation Committee going on, talking about the Environmental Protection Agency's Waters of the U.S. proposal. First off, Senator Inhofe, as chair of the Environment and Public Works Committee, why was this one of your top priorities, and also even more important that you're having a joint hearing on this morning?
Sure, Leslie. Well, we could have chosen any other of the onerous regulations coming out of the Obama administration that are particularly harmful to farmers. For example, we could have used the greenhouse gas regulations, which are would be just a real serious problem. We could have used the ozone regulations, which would have put all of our 77 counties out of attainment. We had to decide on one of them. And the water of the United States is one that we've talked about for quite a while. And if most of the farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma you talk to, Leslie, and say, which of all of the regulations is going to be more damaging to you, it's the waters of the United States that is most often mentioned. Now, this goes back about 4 years ago when they had, when we put together the Clean Water Act. It was very successful. It cleaned up the water in the United States, but it left the jurisdiction to the states so that unless it was navigable, using that word navigable, then it would not be a federal jurisdiction. It would be a state jurisdiction. Well, the liberals have been wanting to take that word navigable out for a long period of time so they could have more control. That's what they want, is more control, and I think we all understand that. So they passed, they introduced legislation. It was by Senator Feingold and Congressman Oberstar back about 4 years ago to take that word navigable out. Well, we defeated the legislation and defeated them at the next election, so we got rid of all of them at once. Now the president is trying to do through regulation what he was unable to do through legislation, by going back and using that and getting the interpretations that he wants and going through this process. And, of course, that's what this is all about. Now, you say, why a joint hearing with the House? That's just that much more significant. We haven't had a joint hearing with the House in 8 years. And I think the fact that we have it now with the what they call the T&I Committee, the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee of the House, and then the committee that I chair, the Environment and Public Works Committee, we're getting that huge jurisdiction there. We have, what, Scott, you mentioned, 75 people are going to be witnessing?
That's what I've heard, Senator.
And so that's what makes it significant, Leslie.
With today's hearing, are you getting strictly into the definition of WOTUS, or are you also going on one step further and looking at that interpretive rule that EPA just pulled back last week?
Well, what we're trying to do is just stop them from doing what they are doing right now and taking control of that jurisdiction. And of course, this is what they do, and they're busy 24 hours a day trying to take regulations and authority and jurisdiction away from the states and putting it into the Environmental Protection Agency. And we've seen how damaging these can be. So it's just through the process. In the process, they have a comment period. We've had literally hundreds of comments by people in every industry, not just the farmers, but the oil and gas industry, the people who are trying out there building roads. And all the other problems that we have with the EPA. Now, there are a lot of other problems other than just the water. Endangered species right now is a huge problem. And all of the farmers and ranchers who would be listening to us right now are fully aware of this overregulation and how punitive it is to them.
With today's hearing, you mentioned 75 people. I'm assuming maybe even EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy going to be one of those?
Yes, we have Gina McCarthy and then Darcy, who is with the Corps of Engineers. They'll be in the first panel. They'll be representing Obama. And, of course, we'll dispense with them fairly well. I don't know how quick it's going to be, not with 75 people there asking questions. But then we'll get in the second panel. That's the one where Scott Pruitt will be on with the other state and county and local officials that will be talking, and private sector, talking about how punitive this is. So it'll last most of the day.
Okay. One thing with having this hearing, is this going to have any impact in terms of what EPA is doing? They're reviewing currently the comments that were received back as that ended in November. Is this going to have any role into their rulemaking process right now as they make that rule possibly final?
No, they're doing all they can to do it. And I've always suspected they ignore the comments anyway. The comments period is... It performs a function that needs to be performed in government, but I think that they are so biased on the side of overregulation that they are just bound and determined to get it done. As Scott says, you know, it's the things that they tried to do legislatively over the last 6 years. The president has tried to do that. And, of course, the first year, let's keep in mind, that first year he had Nancy Pelosi running the House, he had Harry Reid running the Senate, and he was running the White House. They had it all. And they're unable to get these things done. Now they're getting desperate as they get down to the last 2 years, and they've lost the House and the Senate. So we're in a little better position right now, but we've got to really, really work to keep that from happening. Desperation has set in. They're going to do all they can to overregulate the United States of America.
Has there been a cost-benefit analysis of the WOTUS rule?
Well, there has not been one. You know, they actually preclude that from taking place. They say, well, when you're talking about the environment, you can't have a cost-benefit analysis. However, yes, we have done it. We can tell you how much it's going to cost and how much all of these regulations are costing. Just as an example, the greenhouse gas regulation, We as documented, nobody argues the cost of that, if they were to implement that, would be between $300 and $400 billion a year. In our state of Oklahoma, that would mean that the average family that actually files a federal income tax return would be paying $3,000 a year in taxes. Now, the bad news is, and I want everyone to hear this, even if they did that, it's not going to slow down the emissions of CO2. And that was by the admission of the director of the EPA, the director that was fired. So so even if they are successful, it's not going to resolve, it's not going to have the effect that they want. It's just overregulation.
And if I could add, Leslie, there, I mean, I think the real cost is the cost of, you know, loss of freedom and the ability to use your property. This is a property rights issue at its core, and ranchers and farmers and oil and gas and developers across the state, those individuals don't have to go to the EPA right now and get permission to do anything with their land and use of water on their land, and the EPA is trying to change that. So there are intangible costs here that are quite strong and quite costly, and not the least of which is just the freedom for you to use your land as you see fit.
Attorney General Pruitt, so with this, again, you talked about those costs. Do we fully know the scope and the impact of what this rule would have on Oklahoma?
And without question. I mean, without question, this reduces, this extends authority and power of the EPA over decisions they don't have today. And the senator said this. I mean, Congress has been unequivocal in the authority that the EPA has, and they've said that use and management of water is reserved to the states. They are primary. And what the EPA is trying to do with this rule is displace that, to change that, and say, no, the EPA is primary. It's this command and control approach that we see out of the White House, that he knows best. It's paternalism. They want to make decisions in every area of our life, and we've seen it in healthcare. We see it in banking. And now we see it with something as fundamental as our ability to use our land as we see fit at the state level. And what's wrong with all of that, Leslie, is they don't have the authority to do it. They don't have the legal authority to do it. And they continue pressing on in the face of the law. And the president says, I've got a pen and a phone. I can't get done what I need to get done through Congress, so I'll just do it another way. And that's what's fundamentally wrong with the president's approach.
With talking about agriculture and the oil and gas industry and any industry basically in Oklahoma, can you put a dollar figure or basically or a number, population number, as to how this rule would impact Oklahomans?
Well, I think the senator is. We've talked about this. I think as far as the cost benefit analysis, I'm not sure that I've seen a study at the state level that would show the impact of that particular of this particular rule. But we do know that if landowners across the state of Oklahoma don't get the permits. If the EPA is successful in getting this rule passed and they adopt and enact on it, they're facing fines. You could face fines up to $37,000 plus a day. And it is coercive. I mean, it causes, I think, fear and concern with landowners. They can't afford that, and obviously it's an insurmountable number. So it's not just the cost of the regulation that's at issue. It's the loss of freedom, as we've talked about, but also the punitive response that the EPA can engage in to say, you didn't do what we told you to do, and we're going to come and fine you in really strong ways.
And Leslie, you know, people who are out there in the real world, they're out there working hard trying to scratch a living out of their farms or their ranches, and it's the intimidation of the federal government coming along, and they'll use huge figures. It's going to cost you $5,000 a day if you do this. Well, a lot of them don't know that they can call us and get us involved in this thing and stop this. But nonetheless, for every one of them who does call, there are probably 10 or 12 of them out there who think that the government is about to put them out of business. Our famous case was actually in Tulsa when the owner of a lumber company called up and said that the federal government just put them out of business. He's talking about finding them $14,000 a day. He said, I can only last a month. And I said, send me the letter. Well, this was some time ago, but it shows how the federal government has this power of intimidation that they can put somebody out of business. This is not the America that we enjoy, and that we're not going to allow this to continue.
Attorney General Pruitt, what else will be on your message today to the committees?
Well, it's pretty fundamental, Leslie. The agencies at the federal level only have the power that Congress gives them, and the Clean Water Act is very clear that on use and management of water, that is a state concern. And what they are doing is changing the definition under the law to remove navigability, and navigability is something that kind of speaks to interstate commerce, the connectivity of water across state line. And so when they take out that connectivity requirement in the rule, that allows them to come and regulate ponds on someone's land that's self-contained. It allows them to come in and say, though that's a dry creek bed for 90% of the year, we think it could produce water and affect, what, interstate connectivity. And so we're going to come in and tell you that you can't use your land. You can't move. You can't do dirt work. You can't build that subdivision. That's how fundamental these questions are that we're facing. It affects literally every area of our life in Oklahoma and across the country, and the EPA just simply doesn't have the authority to do it. They're trying to modify the definition inconsistent with the Clean Water Act and Supreme Court precedent. So that's the message to the committee today.
If this rule comes out, how will Oklahoma react?
Well, I mean, from my office's perspective and the state's perspective, we are already leading a 16-state coalition. 16 states filed comments with the EPA to tell them and share with them the concerns that we have as a collection of states, but also the lack of legal authority that they have to do that which they're trying to do. And so unless they change course, and they still have that opportunity, I'm hopeful with the committee hearing today and the amount of comments. There's actually been over a million comments filed in this proposed rule. They can change course still. They don't have to adopt this rule. I think the senator's right. This administration is not very bashful. There is no blushing with this administration. So I'm not sure that they will retrace their steps. But if they don't retrace their steps, litigation will ensue, and we'll try to get an injunction to keep them from doing it because it will affect every person in the state of Oklahoma that seeks to use their land.
I have to say this, Leslie, about our attorney general, that Obama's keeping him pretty busy. he's willing to go in and go after these people. You know what he's doing right now in terms of Obamacare and these other things. So I'm very proud that we have such a proactive attorney general in Scott Pruitt.
For sure. Senator Inhofe, after today's hearing, what kind of happens next in terms of the joint committee?
Well, we're going to do a lot of other hearings, and that's what this forum is all about, to be able to use. The committee called the Environment and Public Works Committee is the largest jurisdiction in the United States Senate. So we cover a lot of areas, and all these areas that, as I mentioned when we began, we have a lot of other over-regulations that are coming in that are punitive to America, and we're going after them all. So that we're going to be continuing to do this, See, if we could raise the public awareness, people are aware of a lot of the things that this president is doing to America in terms of the military and elsewhere, but they don't really know the cost of the overregulation. That's our job to make sure that people do learn that.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time as we've been joined by U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe and also Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt from the nation's capital today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.